This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a big Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Well, Spike? Not as good after that game last night, Jackie Baseball, but it didn't matter. That was a scheduled loss. Holler at your boy. Holler at me.
One scheduled loss a week, baby. Probably the last one.
That's probably the last one.
Glad we got all our beers in on Tuesday night. Are we happy about that?
Well, huh? You reported they were blackout drunk.
Yeah, I did not report
blackout
that.
Blackout drunk.
I did not report that. We're going to throw our Twitter people off the roof here. We have a big show, as we always do. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson will join us, which will be exciting. Baldy will join us at 4 o'clock to argue with Ike.
Baldy!
The top 5 at 5. And we have a little bit of early Phillies in the 5 o'clock hour. Leading off will happen early because the first pitch today is at 6:05, I believe, with the Phillies.
Who's pitching
and
today?
The Cubs.
Sanchi.
I'll wrap this thing up
at
today.
Home. Yes.
Yes.
Well, wrap up.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
The bye week.
The bye week.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they still need a Brewers loss, but yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought all we needed was the win.
No, a win, Brewers loss, or two wins, and the Brewers went out.
Okay, so I had that wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right.
It's all right.
We're not experts.
They play the Mets. They play the Mets this weekend.
You stupid talk show hosts. All right. All week, after a win, of course, we have been centered around two specific issues with the Philadelphia Eagles, as the defense this week has been off the hook. Rightly so. They have earned 1 week
of
criticism.
Yes.
The defense, there's one guy maybe on the defense,
but one guy,
everybody else off the hook. That's not my money, so whatever. So the two things we've been talking about are Jalen Hurts' turnovers, Nick Sirianni's decision-making. And if I'm, you know, I'm not using math on this, but my gut tells me that most of the complaining has been around the Nick Sirianni decision-making. And when I look at these two things, I'm looking forward for the Eagles, both this year and maybe even in years to come, I see one of these as something that I feel more likely will be solved than the other. The Nick Sirianni decision-making, to me, is an easier fix and more likely to be fixed than Jalen's turnovers. I think in Nick's head, there is the right decision. I do think he's scrambling a little bit right now mentally. I think he's pressing a little bit right now mentally. But I think he knows in his heart of hearts what the right thing is. The thing that worries me about the Jalen turnovers is that he knows what they are, I think, during the week, but then during the games, and this is for, more than a year now, he has turned the ball over. And he is not the kind of quarterback who can turn the ball over. He's not the kind of quarterback who's going to throw 40 touchdown passes, anything like that. So the key of what he does has to be no errors. And he's made a lot of errors. So when I look at this, I'm less worried about the Nick Sirianni decision-making and more worried about the Jalen Hurts turnovers. I think the Nick Sirianni decision-making is more likely to be solved than the Jalen Hurts turnovers.
Yeah, I'm a little caught in between this because while I certainly understand the concern with Jalen in the turnovers, I'm there as well. I don't see how you can't sort of be there, that you're concerned about him. But I still, at this point, I still feel confident that we can get this turned around. He can get this turned around. I really do believe that. I think each turnover is different. I think each game is different. I know when you look at the body of work over the last year plus, I know what the turnovers say. You can't argue the facts that are out there. They're there. But there's something to being in an environment from a player standpoint and being coached up and cultivating talent that will allow you to dial back some of the plays where you're pressing. And I know I use this guy as an example often when talking about Jalen, and it's a lot of it is centered around turnovers. But I think Josh, why was I going to say Josh Adams?
Who is Josh Adams? Josh is that
Allen.
A guy?
Yeah,
Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh Allen. I knew Josh Adams wasn't right, though, but I was getting ready to say Josh Allen.
The leading rusher of the 2018 Eagles?
Exactly. That, you remember that? Those days?
Oh,
Josh
wow.
Adams? Yeah, that was terrible.
What? Oh, but Carson's supposed to win with that.
Oh,
Don't go back down that road.
Give this guy Saquon.
Let me tell you, Carson is not the cop you want to bring up when you're talking.
Let me get back on track here with Josh Allen. I am so impressed with what they've done with Josh Allen up there. We know Josh Allen from a physically measurable standpoint has some of the best arm talent in all of football. How many quarterbacks has his size, his arm strength, his athletic ability? I'd say none. None of them combine all those things together with Josh Allen. And Joe Brady and Sean McDermott figured out the right formula of what to put together. It's dawned on me. It's dawned on me. You know what Buffalo did? They didn't say, well, we paid Josh Allen $200 million. He needs to prove to us he's a $200 million quarterback. You know what they said? We paid Josh Allen $200 million. We had better get the most and the best out of this quarterback. It's up to us to figure it out. And they dialed him back a little bit. They pulled in the reins on him a little bit. Because as a matter of fact, had they not done it, Sean McDermott may not be here right now.
He looked like he could get fired last year.
Yes, because you're wasting talent. And when Brian Daboll's left, all of a sudden Josh Allen went down. So I say this to say, this is the long way of saying this. We have to stop asking Jalen Hurts to try to prove to us he's a $50 million quarterback. This idea he needs to throw for 300 yards every game, 3 touchdowns, all this type of stuff, that's why you're getting turnovers. That's part of the reason. If you build in the running game, you got Saquon here now, you got a great tight end here, like you can get the ball on the perimeter, get the ball out of his hands quick, run the ball a little bit more, and then when he needs to play quarterback and make decisions to win games, then he still has the ability to do that. But this idea that we're going to turn Jalen Hurts into these other quarterbacks who are more accustomed to playing football the way that they're playing it, that's not been Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a move the chains, smart decision making, uses legs, winning football player. That's him when he's at his best. He's not at his best when he's throwing for 300 and something yards and 3. That's not what he does. So I'll say this to say, I believe that if the Eagles eventually come around to this thinking, and these injuries may be a blessing in disguise. They may be a blessing in disguise. I don't need to wait to the middle of the second quarter to get the ball to Saquon either. Let's get the ball to him a little earlier come next Sunday, because you know Todd Bowles is going to dial up the blitz and he's going to dial up all type of stuff to try to prove that Jalen Hurts can't beat him with his arm. We as coaches, I'm telling you, it may not get into the bye week because they may need to be hit over the head one more time with another disappointing loss. And it may take them to be 2-2 and get to the bye week where they realize, you know what? We got to change our approach until he can get there. He's not there right now. It's been proven. I can't argue the turnovers. But the more you ask him to throw the ball, the more you're asking for this stuff to happen. You can win with him throwing the ball 25 to 30 times a game and running the football and playing good defense. You can win that way.
So Two things. Now, when you say we, you mean the coaches, right?
Yes.
Expecting him to
yes.
be to okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure.
Well, and some people who feel like, well, this is what he needs to be if he's going to be a quarterback you pay $250 million. We have to get out of that train of thought.
So
we just have to.
215-592-9494. What is
I've gotten out of that train of thought. I don't need him to prove to me he's a top five quarterback every week by being the one who puts the team on his back and leads me to victory. What I need him to be is a smart quarterback, take care of the football. I need my coaches to be smart coaches, put him in the right position, and manage the game. Manage the game. And if it leads to wins like it has in Buffalo, 10-1, I believe, in their last 11 games since they fired Ken Dorsey and Joe Brady took over. They're 10-1. Look at Josh Allen's numbers. This dude was the leading turnover guy in the league from the time he got in because he was playing a lot of hero ball and everybody wanted to prove how great he was. They dialed him back, and he's the leading MVP candidate right now. It's okay.
215-592-9494. What is more likely to be solved? Nick Sirianni's decision-making or Jalen Hurts' turnovers?
We can solve the turnovers, Spike. We can solve them.
I actually have two responses to that.
Why okay.
don't you
okay.
tell us about a lead out here. Right after that, I have two responses to that. Then we know what Jack's answer will be, but we'll make sure we'll get Jack's answer right after the lead actor.
All right, fellas, you can feel it. Football season has arrived. By the way, that's good football weather out there today.
Oh, that's football
sloppy.
Weather.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Leaves are turning brown.
That's
come
my,
on, man.
As a football guy, that's I felt it when I walked outside today.
All right, well, here's what you need to do now. Head over to Elite Acura and see my friends. They're kicking it off right with their greatest offers of the year during the Elite Kickoff to Savings at Elite Acura. That's right. They're rolling past the end zone with unbelievable savings on their all-pro lineup of over 200 new Acuras. And right now, for you special WIP listeners, they're offering some fantastic fall offers. Like a new 2024 Acura ZDX. You can lease yours for $319 a month. That's right. Lease a new Acura ZDX for just $319 a month. They're throwing in a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Or you can check out their new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. You can lease that one for $429 a month. Make sure you head over today. Check them out on Route 73 North in Maple Shade during the Elite Kickoff to Savings and tell them Ike sent you or shop their inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details.
So Jalen being the quarterback that you're talking about, mm-hmm. I think on some level works in concert with the turnovers. And here's what I mean. If the best way to be a 25 or 30 pass a game quarterback is to not get behind. And part of the reason that he was throwing so many times against New Orleans and so many times against Green Bay and so many times against Atlanta is that we're not playing from ahead. Because it's a
lot. You wonder why? Because we're going for it on fourth down when we shouldn't be.
Or because the quarterback is throwing interceptions in the end zone or fumbling in the red zone.
Well, down there in the red zone.
Well, but I'm saying if the turnovers are, I think, part of that. And mm-hmm. the other thing is being a quarterback in a lot of, you know, aspects is about problem solving. There's one guy here, one guy here, one guy here. Uh-oh, there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. And they give quarterbacks a test at the draft to find out their problem solving.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen scored really, really high on that test, and Jalen Hurts didn't. So
he did?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen got a 39 or something on the Wonderlic test, and Jalen got a 21. So so what I'm saying is, okay. is Josh Allen might be better even at solving those problems that Jalen is.
I don't think he solved them. I think Joe Brady solved them.
Well, but with even fewer pass attempts, the interceptions become an even bigger deal. Because if you're only going to throw the ball 25 or 30 times,
yeah.
you can't turn the ball over at all.
Sure, but it's the type of passes, Spike. Look at that Buffalo offense. Quick throws. Quick screens,
but
quick
we did
throws.
That. But that's what training camp was here. It
yeah.
was quick throws and dump offs.
But not in the games. But I'm not seeing a lot of quick throws in the game.
I think he might be making that decision in the game. And that's
up to the coaches to stress to him that this is what he should be doing.
But I would guess that they are, and that's why I'm more confident in Nick solving his problem than Jalen solving his. Jack.
Well, the funny part is listening to this open, listening to you guys both talk, is I actually think that they
for as different as they are on the field, Jalen locked in, Nick more, you know, out there and energetic. I think they both actually need to swallow their pride. Like Jalen, when I talk about being more TJ, like just manage everything and don't take the deep shots. Sirianni,
I think that's fair.
Like Sirianni, just you have to have a little bit less of you're gonna get the credit if you win. Well, maybe not him, but like you're gonna be able to keep your job. You're gonna keep your job. Like yeah. I think they both actually have the same problem.
And that's what I would be more concerned about with Nick Sirianni. Because here's the thing. Jalen, I'm not excusing his interceptions because the majority of them have been about poor decision-making than anything else. So I'm not excusing that. Don't take what I'm saying as excusing that. What I'm saying is they had an idea of what they wanted the offense to look like, and they thought it would be good running it that way. You have time to recalibrate and rethink those things. Why do we have to constantly force this and say this is what it has to be?
Sure.
And so he's going to throw the ball X amount of times so AJ can get his touches, Devontae can get his touches. Guess what the best thing to happen this summer? Everybody got paid.
Right. Nobody needs to earn
a
contract.
Nobody's looking for incentives. Well, maybe Dallas Goedert, but for the most part, both receivers are paid. The running back is paid. The quarterback is already paid. Mm-hmm. We need to win football games, or else everybody looks bad. And I don't need Kellen Moore trying to prove how smart he is as a head coach, drawing up plays that is unnecessary to draw up and run just so you can be explosive. I'm telling you, I'm looking at what's going on in Buffalo, and I'm impressed by it. And I'm impressed more by how they've gotten Josh Allen to dial it back and be okay with not having to be the guy every week that throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. I'm impressed by that. And Nick Sirianni, as much as I'm for him and I like him as a coach, I don't know if he knows how to keep his hands, to take it from one of our callers yesterday, I can't remember which one it was, I think it was Chuck from Mount Airy. I don't know if he can keep his hands out the cookie jar.
This is a good call from Chuck, actually.
I don't know if he can really keep his hands out the cookie jar.
215-592-9494. What's more likely to get solved? Nick Sirianni's decision-making problems, Jalen Hurts' turnovers. Our leadoff hitter, as always, is Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
Listen.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, stop turning the ball over. Jalen Hurts, stop turning the ball over. Jalen Hurts, stop turning. All right, I said it enough because I know what's going to happen. People are going to try to twist my call. Nick Sirianni, I think, is the bigger problem because Jalen knows that he got to stop turning the ball over. I don't think Nick thinks he's doing wrong. Like, I don't think Nick thinks his decision-making is wrong. Like, I think he thinks that I'm making the right call and I'm going to make my call because I believe it's right and I'm going to stand on my conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen knows I got to stop turning the ball over. The problem with Jalen is you got to think and do it. Like, I don't think Nick can fix the problem because he don't think he's making a problem. So it's like, how can I fix something if I don't think anything's wrong and needs to be fixed? Jalen has to do,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
100% what Ike says. I don't know if it's run the ball early, you know, because even like you just said, Spike, when we fell down, like in the Green Bay game, we was only down 6 points. You can still run the ball down.
Yes.
You can run the ball down 3 versus New Orleans. You just got to be committed to running the ball. And
how about this, Corey, real quick, because I can't let this go away. And I asked this question week one, and it got poo-pooed. How about Kellen Moore on third down inside your own 10 drawing up a deep throw? How about just run a screen play or run play and that first interception to Devontae? Maybe that doesn't happen.
We don't.
It's the first quarter. It's the first series of the game.
But this team, as I look at it, and I know people want to say, well, Jalen's the quarterback. This team missed Shane Steichen so much. And the reason why I say they miss him is because when you go back and look at 2022, we could do whatever we want. We dictated. We ran screens. We ran jet sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
We ran all this. I don't see no screen run. I mean, we did a tight end screen to Dallas Goedert, but, like, we don't do no running back screens. We don't do no handoff jet sweeps. Like, I don't have the need everything to be down the field. Get your quarterback in a rhythm. When you see your quarterback is struggling – Andy Reid used to do this all the time with McNabb. When you're struggling, give him easy check down passes to get him in a rhythm. Don't send him 50-yard bombs when he's not hitting them.
Here's my question, Corey. Here's my question. I agree with almost everything you said there. There's two things that I wonder about. First of all, are there check downs he's not taking? That's the first thing. And the second thing is, and I bring up this metaphor a lot because I think it is an accurate one. I bring up the metaphor of the basketball player jump shot who knows intellectually in his head, smart enough to know what he's doing wrong in the game as opposed to practice, right? Knows the elbow goes straight down, knows that the ball has to go off these two fingertips, knows this is, but then... And it's easier in practice because the speed's different and there's not a player trying to kill you and there's not 65,000 people in the crowd. I agree with you that Jalen knows that the turnovers have to stop. My question is, does he know what he's actually capable of doing? That, oh, I can't make that throw. Because there's a certain amount of humbleness and self-awareness that comes in making those decisions. He has to be okay saying, you know what? I don't care if they call me check down Charlie.
Right.
I don't care if I say I'm not worth it. Because what Ike says about the coaches not saying he has to earn and be this, I think is correct. But it's as much, and this goes to what Jack said too, it's as much of Jalen believing that I don't have to prove anything anymore.
Yeah.
That if the team wins, I might not get the credit like Purdy. Purdy didn't get credit right away.
Right.
But if Purdy put up those numbers every year and do it every year,
he's going to get the credit. Yep.
He'll get paid and he'll get the credit, all those things. So the question for me is not does Jalen understand the turnovers have to get cleaned up? And I do agree that Nick might not be aware enough right now to solve those issues. The question is once he gets in the game and people are flying around him and the crowd is roaring, does he understand what he can do and what he can't do? And that I think is as big a question as knowing what the right thing to do is in practice compared to a game. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and real quick, let me get this point. So I brought up Josh Allen. That's 100% right. You know, and obviously AJ Brown, Devontae, they game changers. We love them, got it. But it's like, did you notice? And this is the thing: did you notice when AJ was not in the game and Goddard went down? What Jalen started doing? He started playing quarterback. I think sometimes in the NFL, I'm not, and this is all quarterback. I'm not just saying Jalen.
Yeah.
When you have a guy like AJ Brown, you got a guy like Stephon Diggs. That dude's a game changer. So in your mind, as a quarterback, is I got to get him one ball, he could change the game just like that. If he's double covered, if I get that guy the ball, he can bust this game open just like that. And sometimes when you're being a quarterback, you got to be Tom Brady and you got to know, hey, I can't. All right, you might be the best player in the league, but I got to take this check down and get him the ball right here because it's a smarter play.
All right. Yeah. Good call.
So, I'm telling you, man, I'm putting a lot on these coaches, man. This needs to be drilled into Jalen. There had to be at some point where I keep bringing up Josh Allen. You don't think they had a chance to sit down and talk to him and say, listen, man, this is how we're going to be better with you moving forward.
Yeah.
We don't need this play out of you. This is an easy play. If it doesn't get us a first down or a touchdown in the first quarter, we'll come back to it in the second quarter.
But he also bought in.
No, you're right.
You're absolutely right.
Let's take this show
you're
for
example. You're absolutely right. He bought in.
This show, while we're all about accountability, we're also a big check the ego at the door show.
Has to be.
It has to be.
Especially you.
Well, someone had to take the biggest ego shot of all of us in this show.
So we can win.
No, right. You're right. So we can win. You're absolutely so right. You're absolutely right.
So one of the things.
That's a good point by you there, Fritzy.
Check the ego at the door.
Check it at the door. We're using Fritz as the metaphor all week long this week. It started on Monday. Is it going to go all week long?
Get recommitted to the work.
All right. So next, you know, one of the things with that, the credit and the ego, I think has to do with all the play calling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we did hear an interesting comment from Nick on the collaboration on play calling. And then And then an interesting comment from Kellen on those sorts of things. We will play that.
That's what's going to make everyone feel.
Not great, probably. It might not be great for my side. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
That's what we do. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. Speaking of LA, LA will join us at 3 o'clock. I do want to ask LA if he thought the celebration was a little over the top. Now, LA was on the 93 Phillies.
Yeah, come on.
They certainly celebrated.
All the time.
It's a different time.
You have to raise your voice.
That's not what
essentially sing that.
Well, that's a high octave. That's not what raising your voice is. So
you raise the octave of your voice.
Okay.
All right,
all
geez.
Right, all right. So as I said, we do have Nick talking about the collaboration on offensive play calling and Kellen Moore talking on the offensive collaboration play calling. We will play that for you right after we talk to Noah and Voorhees. You're on WIP. What's up, Noah?
How's it going, guys? Good?
What up,
yes,
Noah?
Sir.
So I got something to bring up, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, without that man, Saquon Barkley, we'd be possibly 0-3.
I think we all agree with you on
yeah,
that.
I think it's fair to say that DeAndre Swift is averaging about 1.3 yards a carry this year. I think it's fair to say we'd be 0-3.
We'd be 0-3. And number two, you know, this may be a crazy take, but, you know, you take Doug Peterson and you put him in where Nick Sirianni is, I don't know.
No.
Doug has lost 8 straight games.
Yeah, he's about to get his quarterback.
Like,
he's
about to
get
fired. Right now, Noah?
He took a top quarterback pick. What's that?
That's got a lot. There's a lot to unravel there other than the coaching.
Well, I'm just saying he's got the number one pick in the draft.
Who was pretty good before this year.
Never mind. I'm not going to argue with you about Doug.
So I'm
just saying, Doug has lost 8 straight games. I can't say he would be any better.
So, Noah, you're saying that it's more likely that Jalen cleans up what he does rather than Nick what cleans up what he does. Is that what you're at there?
Like, Nick and Doug, the way that they coached and the way, like, the fourth downs and all that, it's all kind of pretty similar.
And they're both the big balls guy, but that's the NFL.
It's almost the norm, really, going for it on fourth down.
I know we only talk about the Eagles.
It would come down to, would Doug go for it fourth and four every single time?
No.
No, but Doug went for it a lot.
Yeah, but if you're looking at 3 points and you're getting 9 points against the Saints, you win by 9 points.
No, that's not how it works. I'm not going to do this whole thing again, but you can't just add the 3 points to it. There's things that happen after that.
Okay, and you're going to tell me he's going to take a 57, 60-yard field goal on a 4th and 5, but not be consistent. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to let this guy kick a 30-something-yard field goal, and you're going to let him kick a 60 when he hasn't kicked the game?
But it was 4th and 13. It wasn't 4th and 5, wasn't it?
No, it was like 4th and short.
No.
No, not when he kicked the 60-yard field goal.
That's when I thought, and I think a lot of people thought, if you were going to kick the field goal, you should have at least run something safe.
On third down.
On third down to pick up some type of yardage and then kick a 50-plus yard field goal.
Now it's even more vague. I would tell you, is a Kellen Moore decision to throw that and not a third down.
Yes, so, that's a Kellen Moore thing, yes.
Again, there's this whole thing.
Unless
we'll get to that in a second. There is this whole thing where we give Jalen credit for the wins if they just win, no matter what his turnovers are. But the Nick answers are inexcusable. You know, I think you can have a lucky year or two as a coach. I think it's certainly possible if the team's talented enough. But you have to. Nick can't be as clueless as you're saying to have. They went to the playoffs the first year. They went to the Super Bowl the second year. They went to the playoffs the third year, and they're 2-1 this year. And so, at what point does Nick must do something well pop up in the conversation?
He's got the next 3 weeks to do something extraordinary because this next 3 weeks is really going to define whether we're a real deal or not.
So you're more confident in Jalen than you are in Nick.
Oh, totally. 100%.
So Jalen has more to do with the success of the Eagles the last 3 years than Nick does.
I would say so, yes.
I'm not so sure. I appreciate the call, Noah. I don't know that the answer is no, but I'm not entirely sure that the answer is yes either.
It's safe to presume that Jalen has had more to do with it than Nick.
Really?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
But they couldn't get things fixed last year, somehow offensively.
Yeah, you're right. But I guess I was going to say they won.
It's the chicken
games.
And the egg.
Yes,
know which is. Yeah, I will say this. Yeah. I'm not a big quarterback wins, dude. I don't do the whole quarterback. It's a team thing because Jalen can play bad and they still win, and then he gets credit for the win, like you just said.
We've seen that 100 times. Or yes. He could play great.
They play great and they lose. Yes.
So I thought Burrow played. He didn't play great. Burrow played pretty well the other night.
Pretty damn good
on Monday night.
Yep.
So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate, and that has nothing to do with the fact that I picked them to win the Super Bowl and Joe Burrow for the MVP.
Well,
Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. And we all pick Burrow to win the MVP.
Yes.
I'm not alone in that. Which do you believe is more fixable? Jalen's turnover issues, Sirianni decision-making. What do you think the vote is at, Ike? More fixable.
More fixable? I think people believe that Jalen Hurts' turnovers are still fixable. And I'll go with, not by a lot, but I'll go with, let's go with 60%.
64, pretty close.
Okay.
So one thing that happened over the last few days, God bless Nick, was that he said that, you know, sometimes he will overrule Kellen. Mm. And that the offensive game plan, which I think we all guessed, maybe not everybody, some people guessed, is a collaborative effort. Ultimately, Kellen is calling the play, so on and so forth. Here is Nick yesterday on the WIP morning show on the collaboration of the offense.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You can at one time know that and believe it behind the scenes.
Right.
And that speaks to what you were saying. It speaks to what Jack was saying about wanting credit for things too.
Yeah, see, now it's this is why I wish he hadn't did the whole Kellen Moore called the play after the Falcon game.
Right.
Because now you don't know if he's taking blame or seeking credit. So what conversations were had after those comments that Kellen Moore was calling the offense behind closed doors? Because you basically threw the OC under the bus.
Now, is he trying...
With the fourth down call.
Is he trying to... Okay, so we all thought he was throwing Kellen Moore, sort of. I don't think he was doing it purposely.
I think he was irritated about what the perception is about where he's in charge and not, and whose decisions is it.
Can I... The kind way to look at the way that Nick answered that is that he is trying to accept some responsibility.
That's why I said he's basically taking the blame. But the lines get blurred now
when you do it that way.
When you have the thing that happened beforehand, and it's almost like he's going over the top with it, and he's oversharing, in my opinion, because however accurate it may be, and it may be understood to those inside the building where it's not an issue, what it does is it creates noise outside the building.
Which he specifically does not like or want, Nick Sirianni,
right,
who clearly hears the noise.
So when fans hear this, what they're saying is, they're not saying, great, coach is taking responsibility for everything that's happening in the game. They're saying, hey, he's too involved. I thought he wasn't going to be this involved with the offense.
Right.
So it gets fans back to questioning everything. And what's going to happen, Spike? It's everything that goes wrong. People are going to wonder, was it him?
Right. Even the thing, like the Saquon, the
yes.
throw to Saquon.
Yes. Did you override a Kellen Moore play? So is he going to come up and defend plays he didn't override? Or that's why I said, stop sharing. It's oversharing.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Be like Andy in the press conference.
Yes, yes. Andy and Bill Belichick, man.
We gotta do a better job. Fly.
Yeah, you think? Yeah,
hey,
we're calling for Bill next year. You think he's giving us explanations?
Got to do a better job. That's what we need. Got to do a better job on that one. So here's, this is from press conference yesterday. Here's what Kellen Moore said about. Is the question in this one? So okay, here we go. Here's Kellen Moore on a similar thing. Okay, after Jack's going to talk about National Appliance Warehouse right afterwards. I have another kind way to look at what Kellen said there.
Right. I'm gonna try to, the kind way.
Yeah, I'm gonna be I'm the Nick guy, I guess. Okay, go ahead.
But you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, after that. I just want to make sure you're okay being on the Nick Island.
Somebody's gonna
yeah. Well, listen, football season's heating up, baseball playoffs right around the corner, and you need to make sure that your kitchen appliances are ready for what's gonna be a busy October. And the only place to go for that is National Appliance Warehouse in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. They have everything from ovens with air fry for the perfect wings or a new refrigerator to keep your beverages perfectly chilled. You'll always find the appliance that you need at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of that, you know you're going to get the best price. That's insured by Price Assure. If you haven't heard me talk about Price Assure is a technology that they have exclusively at National Appliance Warehouse, where they instantly update price tags all around the store if Price Assure finds a lower price elsewhere. But on top of a great selection, sub-zero to budget, all the appliances, 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands, on top of the best prices, you're also getting a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. It's part of what Mark Stemacka and his team truly care about, is building a family-like atmosphere. You walk in there, you feel like you're part of their family. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And always, Spike,
tell him Jackson.
Tell him Fritz sent you.
All right. So my kind way of looking at it is Nick Sirianni should push Kellen Moore to make sure he's making the right decision. Nick Sirianni's job in a lot of respects is to, sometimes when you have to explain what you want to do and prove it, you come up with a better decision because your first instinct is not always the right instinct when you're making decisions. I worked for Chris up in New York, and when Chris was the corporate guy and I wanted to make decisions at WIP, I couldn't stand him because every time I said, I want to do this. And he goes, well, are you sure you thought that through? You sure it's the right thing? And it forced me to go back and relook at it and prove it, not only to him, but prove it to myself. And I came up with it. So if that's what's happening, if Nick Sirianni is using his football acumen to make Kellen Moore come up with the best possible game plan, I'm okay with it.
During the week.
Not during
the game.
You're right. I'll concede that. Yes, I'll concede that. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like you got to let him. You should have done the work all week, and I agree. It can be collaborative, and you guys come up with the game plan. But I thought Kellen Moore was brought in for his feel for the game and his expertise. Let him call the game. If you decide to go for it on fourth down, okay. If you say, give me a run and give me your best run here, Kellen, okay. Like that's fine. But to override play calling throughout the course of a game, and here's what I'm worried about with that. And see, this is what I'm worried about with this. Eventually, the quarterback gets affected by this.
Yeah.
And when does he think, oh, man, here he is.
There's
back
a Nick
again.
Play. Yeah.
Oh, man, why are we doing this?
Because the decisions don't seem like they're in rhythm.
Well, in sync, like they complement each other.
Well, and the truth is, we don't know which decisions are which.
Well, of course
which
not.
Which makes
why
it
can't
even...
they put that on the when they do the analytics, they go for it. Why can't they put up this is Nick's decision, this is Kellen's decision?
They hold. You know what they do? They should do it like at a Brazilian steakhouse. When it's Nick's decision, he holds up a green card. When it's Kellen's decision,
make
he holds
it easier.
Up.
I will say this in all seriousness. When I heard the comments, right? When I my initial thought was, oh man. What is Jalen think about this?
Like, I know.
Like, what's going on behind the scenes? Is he feeling like, I thought we had boundaries here, and now boundaries are being crossed? Like, that's what I wonder if that stuff starts to come into play. And when you don't have positive results, that's inevitable to happen. Oh, he's in here calling the play. He overrun. Like, that's what's going to happen when things don't go well. It's all right when you win, but when you don't win, that's when that's...
Truthfully, it's not even all right when you win.
I know. And what's the saying? Don't accept anything in a win that you wouldn't in a loss?
Yes.
That's a truism. Mm-hmm. I believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
If you wouldn't accept this in a loss, then why are you accepting it in a win? It's not good. If it's a bad play, if it's bad... I just Coach, come on, coach. Come on, man. We had the right formula set up, man.
Well, I would love to see him go try to question Vic Fangio.
Trust me, that is...
Why don't you go override Vic?
Not gonna... Hey, Vic, why don't you dial up a blitz
here?
Yeah, give me some extra pressure there, coach.
Yeah. Joey in South Philly, you're on WIP.
Hi, first-time caller. Just wanted to say that I think that the issue is that we don't realize Hurts has a lot more issues than just turnovers. I mean, arguably the worst pocket presence amongst any starting quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he does seem to leave the pocket when he shouldn't, and he doesn't, maybe I'm just sensitive to it because it just happened, it doesn't always seem like he has a good sense for when there is pressure coming from behind him, which led to the fumble itself. I mean, that was careless, but also I don't know that he knew that guy was there.
Well, yeah, most likely he didn't, but also the problem is it's easy to get to a quarterback when he only runs to one side of the field. You know what I mean?
Well, most quarterbacks are going to escape to their throwing side.
Because we don't want him throwing to the other
side. Yeah, he's right-handed, so he's going to escape. He's not going to escape to the left. Often, unless he's forced to the left.
Open, he's not going to run that way either way, though.
Huh?
If the left side is open, he typically will still avoid going that way anyway and still force the ball right, so we continually cut half the field off all the time.
Yeah, I would much rather he doesn't leave the pocket, quite honestly.
Stepping up would be the best way to go about it, unless
there's a blitz and you're escaping, chances are, I mean the early ones, when you leave early. Well, chances are if you're running out of the pocket, you've held the ball for too long.
Yes.
That whoever you were supposed to be targeting is no longer on the route that you were thinking of.
It's a scramble drill here.
Yeah. So you think it's more likely that Nick corrects his issues?
Yeah, not that I think that he's anything special either.
Yeah,
but,
for sure. Yeah.
You know, someone's got to be able to do it, and if I had to put my money down, it'd probably be on Nick.
Okay. I appreciate the call, Joey.
Well, let me ask you this then.
Yes.
So you believe it's more likely, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but my goodness, right now I can't fathom this, that Jalen's going to turn the ball over every game?
Well, he's turned the ball over.
I know. But I don't think anybody's ever turned the ball over 32 straight games, so eventually it does have to stop. My only point is that Nick isn't going to stop influencing the game.
And
the problem is that it's not just, like, we thought it was just going to be when you go for it. It doesn't seem like that's all it is. It seems like it's whenever he feels the urge to do it.
Yeah, I would say, I know this is against what everyone wanted and what Jack wanted. I would say I do want Nick involved in all of that during the week. I do.
I want him
challenging Kellen Moore. I want him doing all those things.
Got no problem with that.
But I think even from a rhythm perspective and from because I think when you're calling plays, I think mentally on some level, you're thinking about, not just in the scripted first 15 plays or whatever, I think on some level you're thinking about, I'm going to do this here, and this is going to cause this, and this is, and then on the next play, I'm going to have him do this.
Yeah.
And Nick is not thinking that way. So you really do have to, it's Nick's job to put Kellen Moore in the best play, in the best situation to succeed. And to put him in the best situation to succeed is by preparing him all week long, so you almost know what he's going to do during the game. You've discussed it, you guys are on the same page, and then you just got to let him do his thing. You absolutely have to let him do his thing.
Yeah.
I do think, and Nick isn't the only guy who didn't hire his own coordinators in the NFL.
It happens, yeah.
But I do think part of it is, you know, if he's not interviewing Kellen Moore, if he's not, I think part of it is, you know, they may even be learning each other to an extent here. And Nick being an offensive guy, you know,
if that's the case, then how do you think that impacts the quarterback?
Oh, it's terrible for the quarterback.
That's not good for the quarterback.
I agree. So coming up next,
Fly Eagles Fly.
Poor Jack doesn't like either of them.
Who is that?
Belichick.
That's Belichick. Yeah. I'm like, who is that?
He would have no problem staying out of the offense. Just letting everyone know.
Well, he's involved in everything.
Sure.
Yeah, but he's a defensive guy.
Yeah.
He's
come on, man. Vic and Belichick.
I don't think Vic Fangio would be here still.
No, probably not. Probably not Vic Fangio.
Check your ego at the door,
Vic. As a matter of fact, one of our old friends may be coming back with him. They were at the game together.
Oh, he's going to have the pencil in the ear, buddy.
Where's McDaniels?
Oh,
exactly, yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Patricia.
I was.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think about McDaniels. He's coming too, yes.
Where's the loser, Penn State guy, Texas coach, Bill
he's
O'Brien?
He's BC now.
Yeah, where's Bill O'Brien? Get him here too.
You know, some of those guys might just be better when Belichick is there, honestly. When there is a head coach that they're terrified of.
Yeah, you know? Well, and they don't have to be the head coach.
No, yeah.
Vrabel linebacker coach?
No, Vrabel's our DC. Patricia. Get him out of here. Yeah.
Coming up next, Larry Anderson will join us. I want to ask Larry Anderson about the thing we've discussed a few times about perhaps moving Chris Sanchez up to number two in the playoffs so he can pitch at home. Mm. How important it was, the context of the Phillies winning the division, and maybe get LA's thoughts on the party on Tuesday night. Just get his thoughts on it. LA, we will continue our conversation. Who is more likely to solve their issues, Nick Sirianni or Jalen Hurts? 215-592-9494. Larry Anderson joins us next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, this year, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. Now, it's the same Super Bowl Squares game that you always played